Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday night, 9/3/2021. And the tanks are going through North Dakota on the train, don't you know? And them old red Chinese up there at Camp Grayling. I'll tell you what, I was looking at that map of old Michigan, you know. And you got the I-75 there, and I was looking with the little spyglass. And I tell you, you got Grayling, and you got just some interesting little places around there. I'll tell you what, I think everybody who's up there by Grayling, all right, I really think that can't see without the spyglass, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to look at a map here real quick. It's just amazing, you know, to me, how we can play games with letting the red Chinese in, you know? And anybody in Texas down there by that thing, you just start calling that governor, you start taking pictures of that Chinese base as you go by, and you send it to your representative, your senator, whatever. I don't understand that other than that there the red Chinese are paying the big bills to everybody in the politics, you know what I mean? And Camp Grayling, you know, why would you put them there? You got a little lake there, nice Hanson Hill ski area, all that kind of stuff. Maybe they just need to learn how to ski. The red Chinese just need to know how, what kind of shirts Michiganders wear, you know. And they can just come down old I-75 and go right through the heart of good old Michigan, you know. And you've got two lakes, one on either side that they're halfway distant from. It's just, I just can't believe it. You know what I'm saying? To see this crap. And if you lived in any of those places, you know, Roscommon, if you lived in Higgins or you lived in, you know, around Higgins Lake, you know what I'm saying? Lake City, Merritt, any of those towns, Houghton Lakes, Prudenville, all the different places around that area. Why don't you just all go there and put a sign up by Grayling and say, Red Chinese, no ticket, no laundry. Okay? No ticky, no laundry. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, they'll be spending all kind of money and you'll have all that stuff. But I also remember years ago about the Russians and the Russian armor. And they were down there in Mississippi. And I remember from the old Kitchen Militia, that show, God bless you all down there who used to be on that in Louisiana. And the one old guy who was the went down there and took a look down there at that National Guard base. And he bound and crawled in there, you know, past, you know, and go beyond this point, deadly force be used signs. And there was an American officer, you know, driving right on up in the old car and talking to the Russians right there in southern Louisiana. You know what I'm saying? Just ridiculous. Just ridiculous. And then now we got it again with the Chinese. And who knows how many other people. You know, it's just, it's nuts. So I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you like I told you. After I got my radio legs back over 17 years ago, I did a couple shows where I was real scripted. And, man, I tell you, I was scared at the beginning. Now, I'll tell you what. It is just incredible to see what we're doing now. And what I told you back then, I thought it was bad then. Now we're like 10 times worse. And what I told you back then, sharpen your K-bars and load all your magazines. Because these Luciferian scum at the top of the food chain in the U.S. military, in the Red Chinese military, the Communist Party, the Joe Red China Joe crowd, the big banks, all of the stuff, all the big corporations. What they want to do is they want to come, and they want to come to your house. And I remember so vividly what a spook friend, a high spy type friend of mine, overheard on a radio, a Canadian general back in about 2004, 2005, saying, stupid Americans, Canadian general. And I'm going to get into that here real quick in a second about something from Canada and how it may have been affecting, you know, COVID. But the general from Canada said, stupid Americans, when the martial law gets declared in the United States, we're going to come to the doors. And that was also during a time back then when a whole large number of troops and foreign troops and stuff, and even Russians that were being brought in, were staying all around the Lake Michigan and all the different Great Lakes and the little bitty old motels and the fish camps and all the different places. All over the country. We had reports from them from Utah and from all over California, Texas, all over the place. And a lot of them are still here now. More and more and more come in. And we had the Jade Helm, all of that. So I'm going to tell you, I think something big is getting ready to happen. I think something big, maybe some kind of a deal that will force the martial law to be declared. Perhaps it's going to be what I've always predicted, an EMP, pop goes the weasel, on the whole power grid. And then that gives them the opportunity then to do that, to bring out NORTHCOM and the FEMA and the this and the that, and then go to what? Go to the 10 regional governments with military governors. Region this, region that. So I'm going to say, sharpen your K-bars, load your mags, get your backpacks, your house load, and your fight load ready to go. See if you can find another bolt hole or hillbilly road cabin or fish camp or little spot in the woods that nobody knows where you can pitch a camouflage fabric tent. You know what I'm saying? And pre-position you some supplies. Maybe you can bury one of them totes, you know, one of them plastic totes. It's something big is going to happen. And when it does, you're going to see the move quickly to the Deagle Report to where 250 million people be dead. Maybe in the world we'll have that 7 billion dead if a war starts in the midst of it as well. The gold and silver and platinum moved because they see what's going on. Gold is up $18, $18.27.60. Silver, $24.68, up 79 cents. Platinum, $1,016, up $22. And in the meantime, the IRS and Biden and all this and the banking bills are trying to push through a thing to where the IRS can just go into your bank account and watch everything that you do and where you go and all the stuff. Regardless of whether you're doing anything wrong or not, they'll have all of the information. You also can see that they're also, accordingly, allegedly Nielsen and different people, NexusLexis and others, are selling, apparently, all of the information about, allegedly, about all of the U.S. service members. Selling the personal information and financial information and the big data. Name, address, phone number, birthday, gender, blah, 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 what service you're in, the whole nine yards. And then you remember the Red Chinese. They already stole all of that. They even know all of the secret missions you went on. if you're in the, you know, in the tar patch or somewhere, or in a little camp outside of Athens or somewhere else, you know what I'm saying? Greg Evenson used to call them the tar patch. He said there are a lot of different tar patches around the world. And that's where you pull people out that are X3479XYZs, you know, that haven't existed since maybe the Gulf War. I met some of them guys. I met one that was a spotter for MacArthur. He was in the Yalu River, breathing through a reed and peeking up over the edge. And then when he saw what he saw, the Chinese troops coming over the Yalu River, he gave a nice salute report. How many there were, what they were doing, what kind of units, all the different tanks, the number of troops, etc. He gave that to MacArthur. Once in, still in. Could still fit in the uniform. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Something big is going to go down, and this is not ever going to be the same. Brother Quail said after a year or two ago when he did the last branch show that the Lord had told him that things would never be the same after that, and they have not been. And then he did this last one, the extinction protocols, and I'll tell you what, we're on the march of that right down the road. If you can get a hold of Steve's new DVD, the Mega Drought, get a hold of that. And I would also tell you, call them up to 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. Call Steve Quayle or go to stevequayle.com and click through on any of the banners. You tell them Old Hawk sent you, because they can get you gold or silver or platinum. And Steve's got it on the hoop. He can get it to you quick. But if you're not interested in, you know, like 1,000 or more, then Steve will always say, hey, look, do you have enough food for, you know, 2-3 years for all your family? Do you have enough medical supply, ammunition? Do you have enough water and water purification and filtration equipment set up? He said, if you don't, then get your preps first. If you've got all that done, then get some gold, get some silver, get some platinum. But this thing is going to go wild, weasel, even beyond anybody's, beyond even my reckoning. Because it'll come, and it'll come so quickly. If you have not read, and you should read because it's a good read, 1 second after William R. Forstchen to Forge Books. 1 second after William R. Forstchen, Forstchen. If you've never read that book, then go down and get it. It'll be at the Barnes & Noble or wherever you get it, Amazon. Get it and read the thing quick. And then also, James Wesley Rawls' Patriots book. And there's others. But for goodness sake, find out what's going to happen and make you think about all the stuff. All the things. Well, economy's going to heck. Biden's going to go raise everything up, and he's going to try to still get this $5 trillion bill through. You think that'll change any of the inflation or any of the stuff? If you're out there waiting for prices to go down, let me tell you, somebody from the late 70s and through the 80s, it ain't going to happen. Buy it now, and you'll make more money on your money than you'll get from keeping it in the bank. And probably if we start to get a 90s teeter-totter on the stock market and then get another pop goes the weasel and crash it down, you're going to lose a whole lot more than if you put it into long-term storage food or groceries or ammunition or anything. Any of those commodities, gold, silver, all that stuff is going to go up through the roof as stuff gets real bad. But you better have something to eat for your family. You better have something to eat for your children and your children's family. For your grandkids. If do it nothing else, do it for them. Or do it for your children. But I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot believe what's going on and what's starting to happen one day after the other it gets worse and worse and worse. When the Red Chinese military is inside the United States drilling to participate in martial law, well, they will come to your house and kill you to take your guns, then things are pretty bad. And then Fauci's talking about the MU, the MU strain, and he wants you to get 3 jabs and then start taking the pills and all the stuff. Well, I'm going to tell you what, old little Lord Fauci Roy, he can go bite the bottom of the devil, which he's already been a-biting. Dr. Mikovits, and I see she's going to be, I believe, out in Anaheim, I think over the weekend or something, for a rally and a picnic. Dr. Mikovits said that Fauci has participated in helping, allegedly helped create every pandemic for the last 20, 30, 40 years, including the AIDS. And then get set for MU or MU, the MU variant. Well, you know, the MU is Lemuria, one of the ancient, the other Pacific area of the ancient civilization on the island of Lemuria, which also probably went into the sea, along with Atlantis. You had Atlantis and Lemuria. You had giants and stuff in all those places. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I know we got to go to get a Dairy Queen now and then and go to the softball game, but I'm going to tell you what. I suggest that you start to get a bolt hole. Start to get a basement from somewhere that you only you know about, or a back door into a warehouse that's never used, or a basement, sub-basement of a basement of a sub-basement of somewhere that you can get into. The bottom of an apartment building or a church, sometimes there's doors that go up into somewhere else, all right? See if you can find something like that, or find you a little spot where you can buy 3 acres of land, or you know somebody's got a fish camp. Tell them, hey, I'm just going to go out there. I'll help you chop some wood for your camp. Let me just pitch a tent out there. And for all of the law enforcement officers, you should turn into peace officers immediately. And I know that you have got concerns for your own safety and all of that. But at the same time, you need to stick with the people. And you need to prepare right now. Use your elevation, so to speak, to find ways to get yourself into places where you guys can go and then stay with the people when the Red Chinese come, or when Millie and Austin and all the FEMA dirty dogs say, go and get the guns from the people, because that's going to come. That's going to come. But I'll tell you what, all these millions of people in the United States now have firearms. Men, women, all kind of people. Grandpa Joe, Uncle Louie, all right? And when it comes, you ain't going to believe the counter punch that's waiting for the evil pieces of crap that come to try to take away the Second Amendment rights, or to try to force you to get a jab in violation of the Nuremberg laws. And if you do that, you're Nazi pieces of junk. You're Nazi pieces of you-know-what. Or commie pieces of you-know-what. The people, I tell you, I'm going to read it again. Declaration of Independence. It's the original law of the land. It's how we founded this joint. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them, meaning the American people, under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. So if you're a policeman or a state cop or a trooper or whatever, just like Greg Evenson told us that he already knew the people in Illinois years and years ago, had already got a red, striped top file that had a DVD in it, and that they were then to put that into their computer at the time that it was necessary when they were told, take out the red stripe, DVD, put it in your computer. And that was going to tell them, where are you going to go? And I'm going to tell you what, I know years and years and years ago that they were already putting down in Illinois people on lists. You were supposed to list your family number and family members' names and who you wanted to be able to get through checkpoints. So they were planning that all back then. And I can remember back when I was told by some people out of Arkansas, they were talking about they were going to deploy firemen, hazmat, local police, sheriff's deputies, anybody in the world, post office people. They were going to deploy all of those people to different roadblock areas and different country roads. And they would be armed and they would have to then draw down on you. Then I also recall that when in a factory, or no, it was the big post office in Kansas City, they had a meeting allegedly, this back a number of years ago, when they said, it was after 9/11, all right? After 9/11, and they said, we're just going to have a meeting here just to let you know that you're quarantined or you have to stay in here to do the mail. And they said, well, I got to go get my kids. No, I'm sorry, you don't. You got to stay here. You can call somebody else to go get them. And then people were starting to say, well, if I can't go get my kids, then I'm not going to be here and you ain't going to make me. And then they bring up some of the gendarmerie, the postal inspectors and whatever, FEMA cops or whatever was there. And they said, oh, yes, you are. And they made people stay in the post office past their time. I also recall down in Arkansas where they took all the kids out of a elementary school, put them on buses, and took them to a secret place, and they wouldn't tell their parents where they were. And then finally they brought them home at like 5:30 that night as part of a drill. All of that stuff's going on everywhere. The Ohio State Troopers the other night doing a drill. Shut down Sector 5. Shut down Sector 3. Shut down the 71. Shut down the bridge. Shut down that. In the Cincinnati area and up by Dayton and all that, and probably up into Cleveland and Columbus as well, doing drills using new unit numbers and codes and all kinds of new stuff. Well, you guys want to mess with Froggy? You want to get Froggy on this stuff? Then I guess it's time for y'all to come. And I'm going to tell you what. Y'all come if that's what you want to do, but I'll tell you, the American people are fed up with your crap. Fed up with your crap, and we need to go back to the Declaration of Independence. Go back to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And now, I guess in the Army or whatever in the military, somebody's up there at Fort Dix, they cannot report, and if anybody even comes on the base, like a reporter, they're not allowed to take a picture or to report the news. So they're being denied their First Amendment right of freedom of the press because they don't want anybody to see what's going on with the Afghans, you see. Heck, they're probably training them and getting ready to put them in the gun confiscation crews, the mandatory vaccine and vaccination crews, and to grab the children from the parents who are unvaxxed and take them to a safe place. Of course, all just like I told you, Biden cannot account for over 5,000 of these young solo refugees or illegal aliens coming across the border at the beginning of this year after his inauguration. 5,400 or 5,500 of these young kids, they don't know where they went. They're supposed to follow up and see if they got to their sponsor or to their relative. Well, I guarantee you, those people, those kids are being sold into the, cartel life. You know what I'm saying? they're in some brothel somewhere for probably some FBI, pedophile. Just like the one down there in Florida they arrested. He's, you know, supposedly watching out for all the child sex trafficking and everything in Florida and Louisiana and different places. And they arrest him for violating his own laws and for being somebody who's also violating the kids and abusing the young children. So this is, you know, getting to be, you can't tell the players without a scorecard. Now, you know, Dr. Mikovits, if you've never seen her interview with the Health Ranger, you should see it. You should also see Dr. Lee Merritt's interview with Stu Peters. All these different things are going out, but I'm going to tell you, we all watch them, and they're playing, singing to the choir. We need to sort of get some stuff that we can send that to every newspaper in the United States. Send it to every politician and tell them and demand that they stop the horse crap. Now, here, this is out of the Epoch Times, which you can get delivered like a regular newspaper to your house, or you can get it online. Samples from early COVID-19 patients in Wuhan, listen to this, had genetically modified henipaw, H-E-N-I-P-A-H, one of two types of viruses that were sent from a Canadian lab to Wuhan. Evidence was first found by Dr. Stephen Quay, a Seattle-based physician, scientist, and former faculty member of Stanford University School of Medicine. Oh, that's a terrible school of medicine. They don't know nothing, right? Who looked at the early COVID-19 samples uploaded by scientists at the Wuhan Institute of Virology shortly after China informed the World Health about a new outbreak, okay, of SARS-CoV-2 outbreak, but really the samples from the patients reportedly found to have an unidentified pneumonia disease. Remember when I came on air back at that time and we were starting to look at that, I said they released something new. Then we got the information later on, that was December, got it in January, that was released probably after the special operations games that were held in Wuhan. And then they had this person who was on the hoop over there who saw them turn on the 5G in Wuhan, turn it on so high the hair on your neck and the hair on your arm stood up. Samples from the patients who reportedly were found to have a new and unidentified pneumonia disease, December 2019, they were uploaded back then to the genetic sequence database, GenBank, on the website of the U.S. National Institute of Health, NIH. Dr. Quay says that while other scientists around the world were mostly interested in examining the genome of the SARS-CoV-2 and the samples uploaded, he wanted to see what else was in the samples collected from the patients. So he collaborated with a few top scientists, you see, and all of that. And here's what he found. He says what they found was that the results, what could likely be contamination from different experiments in the lab, making their way. They weren't goofy, contamination accidentally, making their way into the lab, into the samples, as well as evidence of the henipaw virus. We found that genetic manipulation of the Nipah, N-I-P-A-H virus, which is part of the henipaw family or whatever, is more lethal than Ebola. So they got a Nipah virus that was involved in this, that's more lethal than Ebola. Nipah is a type of henipaw virus. Now, here's the deal. Winnipeg, you got a lab up there, National Microbiology Lab, that's where their level 4 lab is at for handling deadly viruses and bacteria and all the plagues and stuff. And they fired a Chinese-born scientist, Zhang Guoqiu, and her husband, Kenning Cheng, from the National Microbiology Lab, along with several other Chinese students, and they were escorted out of the NML, the National Microbiology Lab. They escorted them, the cops, they arrested them, and that Canada's only lab, you know, for a level 4 type of a biosafety. And apparently they had sent this stuff on, allegedly, to the Chinese. But then we also know that Fauci financed in the United States gain-of-function research and all this crap on SARS and all this stuff. And as Mikovits would tell you, Mikovits worked right across the street from the Army Germ Warfare Lab at Fort Detrick, allegedly, and she was in the labs and stuff there. And Fauci and all these people, Fauci had over, allegedly, $800 billion worth of money goes across his desk. And then there's the guy Barrick in North Carolina and the guy up in New York who funded, passed money on, and then the Batwoman in Wuhan and all the different people. And they did the gain of function in Wuhan, created a bioweapon in a sense, and then they created, and they've been creating, and then going with the spike vax or the spike jab crap. See, they create something that's got a ball with spike ball in it. And then I told you, according to the various representative, what was it, Karen Kingston, who was the previous one of the top researchers in Pfizer, and then now is an analyst for all of the big pharmaceuticals, and she goes through all of the filings and all of the patents and all the stuff, and she knows all about the science of it. And she said that the spike ball had pegylated lipids in it. Pegylated lipids, graphene oxide being the one. It's got a lot of other bad stuff in it too. But the pegylated lipids go and they move through. That's the black goo stuff, the graphene oxide that goes and gets in all the organs, the liver, the heart, the into the brain, the nerve endings, the reproductive organs, all the stuff. And that it also has the ability to carry a bioelectric charge. These people created a bioweapon to do what? To kill you! And the vaccine, allegedly the vaccine, the spike jab, is the real killer. And accordingly, in the military, the spike jab allegedly has killed more people from giving them the jab than the disease killed. So this is going to get worse. And then here's the deal. Over 751,000 people are going to get bounced out of their house because they're late on rent, and some people took advantage of the Joe Biden free rent game. Don't have to pay anybody. And then they took the extra unemployment. Meanwhile, there's millions and millions and millions of jobs. I don't know if you really understand how bad it off it is that we are. Some do, and some don't. I think we're seeing the fact that this thing is getting ready to go totally to the end. So anyway, good old little Castro Trudeau, his good old Winnipeg boys, had them all up there. They sent some of the virus, the Nipah, part of the Nipah, which is more dangerous than Ebola, sent it to the Red Chinese, and now we got the Red Chinese came out of Canada, where they were up in there, came down to Camp Grayling in Michigan there. I'll tell you what, if you got anybody in a TV station or a radio station up there or a newspaper, you find all those different towns, the little towns, look them up online and see what the Daily Blab newspaper is, or the Daily Lake News or whatever it might be in those areas. And you call every single one of them or you email every single one of them and tell them to go out and to look at the Chinese at Camp Grayling, Red Chinese military on U.S. soil. And why is that being done? And how come that's being done? Why are we letting them come in to Afghanistan now with the Taliban? And meanwhile, I just heard the Oklahoma congressman finally got back. He tried to help some special forces people get some American citizens out, and also some of their family, and then some of the special visas, the interpreters, etc. And they had all kind of people on the plane, and then they would not allow them to land. U.S. State Department wouldn't allow them to land. They had them there. Then this one woman and her child, State Department said, go down to gate such and such. Every time she went through one of the Taliban checkpoints, she had to give them $400 or $500 apiece. So it cost her thousands of dollars, and then she gets down to the gate, and then they wouldn't let her in. And then she would leave. And then finally they'd text her from the State Department, go to gate such and such. She went like 4 or 5 times, the congressman said. Finally, the Taliban guy put a gun to her head and said, told her to leave and never come back. We have traitors in the U.S. State Department, traitors in the White House, traitors in the Pentagram, traitors all over the block. At least Langley had the sense to leave 6 weeks earlier. So now we're going to have loving Red Chinese troopers. Well, let me tell you what. I'm just going to tell you this to the Red Chinese. Dunelomo. Your ancestors never see you again. You come to this country, Dunelomo. You never see seen again. You China boy, you got no ticky, you got no laundry. And I got no problem with Americans who are of Chinese descent. None whatsoever. But I'm trying to tell you, when I see Red Chinese communist troops in America, then that's it. You've been sold down the road by your government. And then all the dadgum Republicans, they want to go back to the country club in 1959 or 63. And, oh yeah, let's have another one here. Hey, how's your golf game? And bop, bop, bop. And how about them Cubs, or how about them Cowboys, or how about them this or that or the other, you know? And then apparently they're giving so much money to Newsom that he's going back up in the polls. And then in wonderful Malibu, home to the stars on the beach, a homeless guy attacks a family with a machete. Isn't that the wonderful Newsom, California? And God bless my buddy, the father of Travis, who never would ever give up. And Travis is getting a brick in the wall at the new stadium. And the old Raiders, but the new stadium. In honor of him. God bless you. And may I tell you what? May the nut house prosper. May my old friend who's in charge of the gang on Mars Hill, may the Lord give you medical miracles. Old Jarhead out there, may he give you medical miracles. Cressa, Lord Jesus, will you touch Cressa right now and help her with anything that she needs help with. Give her medical miracles and help all of her situations. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Just amazing, isn't it? How this country can turn so wrong so quick. So wrong and so quick, you know? The flooding and all of the storm, the fact that that happened and hit Louisiana on the anniversary of Katrina, what does that tell you? That tells you that that was a planned storm and generated on purpose to hit. They then moved it on up through to make sure that those people who got hit with Sandy got hit again in places in New York and New Jersey that usually never have any problem with rain, that they got hit, you see. And look at the 43 people dead in, I believe, New York and New Jersey. Maybe some in Philadelphia. Lord Jesus, if it be thy will thy strike blows against those who have their unlawful, illegal, evil hands on the weather modification devices. Lord, if they be creating things to come against your people, then pull their hands off of the controls and to provide information, Lord Jesus, about what is going on. And most of the people don't even know. 90% of the people think that it's God visiting something on you or them or the other. And it's the weather modification, the weather warfare people that Brother Quayle talked about back in the 90s. God bless Steve Quayle for bringing a whole lot of stuff out and for always being on the money and ahead of the game. And for making it okay for people to come back to the Lord Jesus. And that's the case. If you are backslid, if you think you got too much darkness on you, you've done too many bad things, you got too many faces before you go to bed, then I would tell you, get on your knees, repent to the Lord Jesus, and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And he'll start to wash you clean. It's the best deal in town. If you can't take it now, then when are you ever going to take it? What are you going to do? Get thrown into the fiery furnace and burn forever with Lucifer and his minions down there? I hope not. I hope not. Give it one chance. Give it one try. See what you can do. Because Lord Jesus, when you're with him and he's with you, then you start to remove the fear. You remove the things that keeps you from seeing the windows of the old factory that have been had 50 years of dust and dirt and grime on them. You start to clean them in the corner and clean this corner. And before you know it, you can see out the window. And as you see out the window, you can see a marvelous vista that if you can just get through the door, you can step on through into that vista and go to a new life. Stand with the Lord Jesus. Take your family to sanctuary, the true sanctuary. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. If you want to keep Old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do, anything is most needed and wanted. Can be Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, whatever it is, that's the easiest. If you can do that, that's the easiest, getting to be the way things are now. Or a check, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. to all the good people, to the beekeepers there in South Carolina, God bless you, to all the different people, to old Doc Jack up in the mountainside, Doc Jack's and his bug out, a whole lot of people are, and to my old friend from the Colorado Montanas, get any pictures, y'all, get some of that stuff we was talking about, let me see them. May the Lord protect you against all evil. And don't forget that those that, Wendy L. Schneider probably brought all those Russians down to those base there and then took them to see the ball game in Denver, that half them Russians are still probably hanging out. And all the people in the fires and all the people in the drought areas out west, Utah, Nevada, California, Oregon, Washington State, Idaho, all of those areas, may the Lord Jesus give you a nice, gentle, soaking rain. May you turn off and turn off the deniers of the moisture, the weather weapon stuff that's been plaguing you for quite some time, and give you nice, gentle rains and maybe some nice snows in the upper mountains. Give an early nice snow. That would start to give you some, too. So that people can feed their livestock and feed their families. So that they're not enveloped in the fires that are consuming millions of acres. And for all of those in the Louisiana, the Mississippi, the Tejas, and the various cities and towns all throughout, up into Tennessee where you had other flooding, all throughout up in there and on up in to the New York, New Jersey, and parts of Pennsylvania and all of that, Maryland. May the Lord Jesus provide you immediately with assistance and to bring the right people and the right crews into your neighborhood to assist you at this time. May he provide you with superabundance and all you need to pick back up and to survive. And God bless all of those, like our old friend, the grandma from Florida, Mina. She lived through all that flooding in Jacksonville and all of that, lost her cabin and all the little house and all that stuff. And she was so thankful that she had put back her preparation items so she could go to a motel somewhere and have something with a hot plate to eat. And all of the wonderment of being on the side of Jesus and the Jesus on the side of you. But we're going to have to stand. Woe to him that calls evil good and good evil, you know. Woe to him, because I'm going to tell you what. There's going to be a whole lot of people out there got their K-bar sharpened. And are sitting down range looking through the optics. And when the bad guys come and they come up the lane, well, then I'm going to tell you what. Tears are going to get cut out of the field. Tears will be cut out of the field and thrown into the fiery furnace. And they'll be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Once again, Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. Call him up. Get some of the books and get that DVD of the Mega Drought and all that and start to circulate around. Buy an extra copy for your grandkids, your family. If you've never seen kids get lit up and interested in something, then give them Steve Quayle's Giants book. Incredible. Get them onto that, you know? You can get somebody on the Empire Beneath the Ice. All the different stuff the Brother Quayle has brought out all over the years. Angel Wars. All of it. Xenogenesis. Weather Wars. And all the kind of stuff. You know, aliens. And fallen angels. Just unbelievable material. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, now's the time to come to the aid of the Lord Jesus and stand in the gap. Because it's going to be a time pretty quick here. You're going to be called to do it. And then I was going to tell you to watch 9/11. Because on television, they're starting to advertise a new TV show, 9/11 Blackout. It's called 9/11 Blackout. Is it preparing you with something for that? Do you have your fuel for your generator, your inverter generator? Do you have it ready? Do you have it in the garage or ready, set to go? With the extra cord, the big nice cord. Do you have the space blankets or the, you know, insulated blankets that you can put on top of your refrigerator, your freezer, to where you can cycle them and not open them so much, but run them a little bit on the generator, leave them closed with an insulator, keep the cool in and run them 3-4 hours, then go run the other one. You got more than one? Got one in the garage, one in the basement, go run it for a while. Charge your batteries. Charge if you've got one of the lithium ion batteries or like a steel chainsaw or one of those kind of things or other tools, then charge up the lithium ion and get it ready. Go to the grocery store. Any can of Chunky Soup or Progresso Soup that you get that, and you get a 2 liters of water or another gallon of water. If you got a gallon of water a day and one big can of Chunky Soup or Progresso Soup, that's a ration for one person. If you just think about it that way. So if you've got 4 people in your family, if you could get 4 more cans of Chunky Soup, another $12 or whatever it is, $10 to $15, I don't know, prices keep going up. Then put them back in a case. Make sure you've got a water filtration system like a Berkey with the black Berkey filters. Why? Because they'll take out the viruses, bacteria, parasites, but they'll also take out about 99% of all the chemicals that could be in the water, and some of the radiation would come out, all of that. And then get you something, when you filter it, where you can put it into something to carry with you. When we have these storms and these tornadoes and these hurricanes, this is when it's all conscious on people's minds. Right now is the time to do it. Get your money out of your banks and out of your 401ks and your stock portfolios. And if you don't have 3 years of food for your family, you don't have the Berkey filtration system, you don't have a small solar getup to where you can at least charge some batteries in a backup bank. And I'm not talking about a $20,000 or $30,000 deal. You can do that if you want, but you can get something for, you know, like Harbor Freight style, 4 or 5 of them for $200 apiece, all right? $1,000, and you put that and you get about 2, 3 big, 4, 5, 6 big batteries. Put them up on a little stand and build a little box over the top of them so they don't get wet. Set those up. You got the hub connector where you can connect like about 5 of those Harbor Freight deals or whatever else you got and put it in there and charge those batteries. And then you'll have 12-volt lighting. You'll have ability to charge your phone. You'll have this or that to where you can listen to a tape or watch a CD or a DVD or listen to a CD or play a record. I still got the old turntable. I like the records. But it's a coming. It's a coming, and you need to be ready. You need to be ready. Because it's going to come on you like a thief in the night. come on you like a thief in the night. And oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. We're going to see the revelations come. We're already in the beginning of sorrows. Just look at that. Lord Jesus tells you that, doesn't he? Matthew 24, beginning of sorrows. And, you know, I'm looking right now. Let's see what we got. I've gone in the Bible so much, these pages are getting torn out of the Bible. They're just dog-eared almost. And guess what? It's Revelations, of course. Of course that it is. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw and beheld a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him. And he went forth conquering, and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat up thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given to him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice say in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou not hurt the oil and the wine. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with swords, with hunger, and with death. The beast. Don't go into their loose prairie at night without fighting, ladies and gentlemen. Stand up for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your little rising family. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. Strike close to the enemy. Man, that girl, I know you're picking up those. Be on the action, and in the old four-one soul drive, you have a winner. Yes, I'm here. We tie, Coleman. Fight. We'll be right back.